You're listening to the audio production of Auschwitz Lullaby by Mario Escobar, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Haley Cresswell.
The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. The opposite of beauty is not ugliness, it's indifference. The opposite of faith is not heresy, it's indifference. And the opposite of life is not death, but indifference between life and death. Elie Wiesel. An hour after leaving Krakow, our convoy stopped at a large station. The sign gave the name of the place, Auschwitz. That doesn't mean anything to us. We'd never heard of the place. Miklos Nesley. One required an extraordinary moral force to teeter on the brink of the Nazi infamy and not plunge into the pit. Yet I saw many internees cling to their human dignity to the very end. The Nazis succeeded in degrading them physically, but they could not debase them morally. Olga Lingel. Author's note. Auschwitz Lullaby has been the hardest book of my entire professional career to write, but not because of any formal difficulties with the writing or quandaries about where the story was headed. What worried me was not being able to capture the greatness of Helena Hahnemann's soul within the lines of these pages. Human beings are momentary breaths in the midst of the hurricane of our circumstances, but the story of Helena reminds us that we can be the masters of our own destiny, even though the entire world is literally against us. I cannot say if this book has taught me to be a better person, but certainly to offer fewer excuses for my errors and weaknesses.